comes to Hanukkah candles, so the Gemara, as everyone knows, tells us three levels. Regular, Mahadran, or Mahadran min Mahadran. Three different types, you know. And it doesn't mean like, you know, Rabbanut, Badatz. You know, it's three different, you look in the Gemara, it's three different ways of lighting Hanukkah candles. So the basis, you know, the simple way to light Hanukkah candles is that every house has a candle. Like you put a candle in your window or a candle at your door. And that's a Hanukkah candle. And you do the same thing the first night, the second night, the third night. That's the ner ish ubeser. That's the regular way of lighting Hanukkah candles. Everything starts from there. The Mahadran is, no, not just the balabayis should light a candle, but everybody in the house should light a candle. Not his wife, because ishto kagufo, but other people in the household should light a candle. So now you have, let's say you have four people in the house, so you have four candles in the house, and that's what you do all Hanukkah. One candle for each person, four people, it's four candles, four candles, four candles, four candles. Now the Gemara introduces Mahadran min Mahadran. So Mahadran min Mahadran, which is, you know, we like to do things, Mahadran min Mahadran, and that's that's how it's paskud, we should do Mahadran min Mahadran. So that is that, not that, well, that's Machlekes Beis Hillel by Shabbai, but what we do is that not only do you light one candle every night, but you're a Maisef HaHailech, you add a candle every night. So as we know, and as we do, first night one, second night two, third night three, etc. Question is, when does the Mahadran and the Mahadran include the Mahadran, or does it exclude the Mahadran? This is a Machlekes Rishon, the Rambam and the Ritva. Very, very important Machlekes. What that means is that if we're assuming, probably everybody assumes, that if you're doing Mahadran and Mahadran, which we do, so that means now you've got a situation where everybody in the household is lighting. Now that's Mahadran, and Mahadran and Mahadran is everybody adds. So now if you have four people on the second night, you've got eight candles, right, etc. And so that's the assumption. Comes the Ritva and the Ran, and they say, no, that's not the way it works. If you're doing Mahadran but a Mahadran, then you don't do Mahadran. So what it means is, if you're being Moisif V'Hoylech, and you're adding candles every night, so then you forget about the fact that everybody else should light. Just the Balabayis does that, and that's the Mahadran but a Mahadran. So is the Mahadran but a Mahadran Mahadran plus, or is Mahadran but a Mahadran like a whole new thing? Machlokas Rishonim. And each side has a logic to it. The simple logic is, the Pashtus is, that, well, we've already got everybody lighting, so now let them get lighting right, and everybody should light more and more and more. Every Mahadran becomes a Mahadran but a Mahadran. But there's another way of looking at it, which is that it's a billpul, it's too many candles, and the Iker Mahadran min Mahadran, what's the main accomplishment of Mahadran min Mahadran, that, let's say, people passing by or even people in the house should know what night of Hanukkah it is, that every night was another nest. Now you have 80 candles in your house, so, like, okay, what night of Hanukkah it is? It just looks like there's a lot of candles. Tosfos makes that point, that you could have had a lot of candles. It's, you know, it doesn't look like anything. It looks like the house is on fire. So what's the point? So there's two ways to look at Mahadran min Mahadran. Are you being Mahadir, just work with me on this for a second. Are you being Mahadir that we should know what night of Hanukkah it is? Or are we being Mahadir that there's a lot of people in this house and they're all keeping Hanukkah? That's the Machlekes. This comes out to be in Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Beis, the Machlekes, the Mechaber, the Rabbah. This is the Machlekes, Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbah. Shulchan Aruch says, Kabaner is Madlik, Velay Larishan, one, the two, the three, the four. And then he says at the end, Unfortunately, the Shulchan Aruch, that no matter how many people are in the house, this is the most you're going to light ever in your house is eight candles. Lo yadliku yosef. Logic, because people are seeing. It's the eighth night of Hanukkah. The Ramah says, V'yeshayimrim d'cholechon mibnei habayis yadlik, v'chein haminag ha'pashut. The Ramah says, no, everybody should be lighting eight candles on the eighth night, and then you could have 80 candles or more. You know, Baruch Hashem, we're zochet to big families, so everybody should be lighting eight candles. V'chein haminag ha'pashut, that's the minag.
The only problem with that minhag, says the Rambam, is haru, you have to be very careful. Liten kol echad ve'echad neirosa b'mokah b'yuchad, k'day shidei hukar kamen neiros madlikin.
The only thing is, then, if you're going to do that minhag, not to spoil what the Mechaber is saying, which is very, very, fundamental, just make sure they're all separated in different places, so at least a passerby could look at it and say, oh, it's the fifth night of Hanukkah, and not just see a big flame. So if you're going to do like the Rambam, which, by the way, not everybody does like the Rambam. Many, many people have the minhag, many families have the minhag, they have one menorah per family, and not everybody in the house likes a menorah. That's a very common minhag. I grew up with that minhag. That's what we did. But many people, everybody lights. But if everyone's going to light, so then they should all be separated out. That would be the best way to do it.